It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out with us. Day before draft, Scott. I don't know how you were feeling. The day before the 1990 NFL draft, how were you feeling? Was it kind of...
I didn't feel good.
Footloose, fancy free, knowing you?
No. I had a knot in my stomach, and I just remember thinking to myself, this is not going to turn out very good.
And was not very good for you? Where you ended up landing?
I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling.
You were
about
set
this.
On being a first or second round guy.
Right, yeah. And that's what I had anticipated. And so, you know, it was on a Sunday. I go to church, and then I go over to my parents' house and hang out and watch the draft on television.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it goes off television, and I'm still waiting for a phone call.
Yeah. Well,
I hate the draft, just so you know.
I think you've come a long way.
I think it's the dumbest thing in the world, and I don't like it.
How else are they supposed to do it? Just allocate players to teams? Come on. You can't do that.
One potato, two potatoes. Just give it.
It would be kind of fun not just to have a lottery pick, but have a lottery pick. Like, we put the ping pong balls, have a guy's face on them. That would be an amazing way to do this, right? You just have to deal with whoever you get. You know what I mean?
Or do it regionally.
Yes. I would love it. Yes, have all the guys who used to play here. That's what the AFF did, right? Yeah. The AAF. Which one was it? How many A's and how many F's were there?
It was that Spring League.
They got a lot of F's, is what
Alliance,
I'm saying.
AAF, Alliance of America.
Yes, that's right. All right. Yeah. We're going to kick off the 8 o'clock hour here with a little bit of more hot draft talk. It is the 8:05 cut right here in KSL's Unrivaled.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
I was listening to yet another talking head today, Scott. By the way, that's what you and I are. I know you think of yourself as a little bit more, but you're one of these talking heads, but at least you do have a former career as an actual NFL quarterback. But here's what Ryan Clark on ESPN had to say about Zach Wilson. And at the beginning, how he didn't like him, and now he's way turned on to this guy being the number two pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, David Pollack came on this show, and he started throwing out names like Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. And I was like, man, Dave is tripping. He need to start eating some carbs. You know, dude ain't had carbs in 6 years, and sometimes that can mess with your head. And so now when I'm looking at this draft, and you got four quarterbacks going at the top. We didn't see that in 04. We didn't see three go at the top. And those dudes, Eli, Rivers, Roethlisberger, might be Hall of Famers. When we think about Dan Marino, Jim Kelly in that draft, John Elway, those guys didn't go four at the top. So now I'm really starting to think about it. If this was the four horsemen in the WWE, Trevor Lawrence wouldn't be Ric Flair.
Whoa.
It would be Zach Wilson.
How about that? This is the new guy. Now, then he gets into things, Scott, where I start kind of – he starts falling off. Off-platform throws, off-balance, things like this.
I think there's a good possibility Zach Wilson could do well.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. We've been pretty we're both Zach Wilson guys. We like Zach Wilson. I think he's an amazing athlete. I think he's an amazing player. The problem is where he's going to end up, and the Jets are really the problem. But create a scenario for me. This is tough homework. Create a scenario for me where Zach Wilson actually succeeds, not just in his NFL career because he gets traded somewhere else in a couple of years, but because he's with the Jets and he sticks it out. How can that scenario be successful?
Well, to start with, and this will sound – the thing that – the thing that Zach Wilson brings to the dance, he's got to dance with. And what it is he has this belief and this confidence in himself and this determination. And it really starts with that. Like, he's got to go into this and just say, I'm going to make it happen. This is my shot. You know, did I want to go to the Jets? Nope. But there, it can be an amazing place if it's done right. And it hasn't been done right for, well, forever. But it's got to start with him. And I don't know. I never got a sense from, like, Sam Darnold that he was just all in. You know, it's almost, I don't know. It just never felt that way. But Zach has kind of been this kid, like, he'll, you know, if he's got to drive to California during COVID and work for a long weekend, he's going to do all that kind of stuff.
Scott's starting to fall for all the Hollywood stuff.
No. I'm just saying, but it's the commitment to do it.
The prove them wrong stuff.
And he needs to own that. And I get nervous when they say, yeah, he's kind of like Aaron Rodgers, kind of like, he needs to be like Zach Wilson and set his own standard and be the guy that they compare other people to. He's got to be himself. That's a tough thing.
I mean, because you said it, and right before we went on, when we were prepping for the show today, the last thing we heard was Zach Wilson is more like Brett Favre than he thinks. And you're going, well, which one is it? Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, what are the other comparisons? We've heard a lot of them. Russell Wilson, that's even been thrown in there. I don't know. All these comparisons don't do the guy any good because those are all guys who have established themselves as pretty darn good players.
Well, the fans think that's what he should be like and play like and look like, and he's not going to do that. He's going to be himself, and that's what you want him to be. So it really starts out with a lot of teams will kind of take it too easy on a guy, and I by that I mean they'll kind of water down the offense and they'll kind of I think he's a guy you give him more, and you say, we're not going to protect you, we're going to throw you out there, we're going to learn, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs, and you're going to have all your things. If you think the way they handled Brett Favre, Holmgren did. He said, you're going to make mistakes. But we're going to figure this out together, and he needs someone to do that with him because when you limit a guy. Or you go, well, we're going to run the ball, you know, and just try to – it doesn't work because here's what happens. Zach Wilson needs throws. He needs experience. He needs to see NFL defenses in a game. And when you're handing the ball off on first and second down, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now it's third down. You try to make a throw now. It's the hardest – because everyone knows you're going to throw. It's the hardest down to have success because the defense is caught off guard. Be aggressive with this guy and have him throw on early
downs.
And don't limit what he can do. And I really believe it's a key to him having success.
Yeah, throw on early downs. Like, what's the thing there? Like, hey, we put our trust in you on this thing to just kind of we're gonna let the process work on you.
If they don't, Alex, he knows that, and then he goes,
they don't like me.
But you know who else gets a sense of that? His teammates.
Yeah, or the opponents, man.
Yeah, everyone. They're like, whatever it is. And Brett Favre, he threw tons of interceptions, and he was bad at times, and he didn't get it.
At what point did he become the Brett Favre that everybody romanticizes now, though? It was a while into his career.
It was a while into it. It wasn't – there were flashes, and there were – I want to say it was probably middle of my time in Detroit, you know, because – I'm just telling you, when we played Brett Favre, we weren't like, oh, my goodness, we're playing Favre today. We're no one feared Brett Favre.
Right.
And so that gunslinger mentality that Zach Wilson has, they need to accentuate. Now, you're not going to get all the pieces at once, but you got to have a wide receiver. And you're going to have to – you're going to have to find a running back, but find a veteran running back. They're all over the place out there, and you can get a guy that comes in. Solidify the offensive line first, because that's at least give him a chance to, a chance. I mean, really, and let him, you know, because he's probably going to run around a little bit when he's young, and then find, and he just needs two. He doesn't need like a staple of guys. But if you have a decent running back and you have two wide receivers, either a tight end and a wide receiver or a wide receiver and a slot receiver, Zach Wilson, they can do a lot of damage with those you know, those players, and just putting the ball in his hands and say, okay, it's you.
Looks like that's probably our final real breakdown of Zach Wilson before the draft. I think by this time tomorrow night, we're going to have the answers of where he actually ended up if the Jets take him. We're going to take the break here. Plus, think about those wide receivers, too, who were, like, certain that Sam Darnold was going to be the guy before they showed up and they signed with the Jets. And now you got this young kid, got to prove himself. Interesting. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. Got more to do. I've got an Ask Scott Anything when it comes to some of the NFL moves that we saw today prior to the draft. Oh, yeah. Teams shifting things around. It's getting interesting. Walking right up to the draft tomorrow. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.